time. We all know what Hurricane Michael did when it came up across the state. Obviously, there are cattle producers affected by it, so that's really kind of my question here. What have you been seeing and what's been going on since the storm?
Yes, Randall, as I think everybody's starting to understand, this was a hugely devastating storm. In the case of Florida, there's 10 or 11 counties that are dramatically affected. The ribbon from, let's say the eastern half of Washington County, draw a line to the coast and come up through those counties. I've spent time in several in the last six or so days, and we're doing everything we can to try to help people. Our primary focus has been to organize volunteer fence crews with equipment, manpower, chainsaws, skid steers, bobcats, front loaders to help people secure their perimeter fences, especially prioritizing where they border a major roadway, a highway, or thoroughfare, and certainly trying to get people equipped so that they could pump water to their cattle for watering purposes. Our families have been devastated across the entire region. I took part in several conference calls since the storm. In the case of the timber industry, which, as you all know, our producers are quite diversified. They'll grow a variety of crops. Many of them might have stands of timber combined with a cow-calf operation or background and program. But in the case of the ranching side of their deal, they're just a huge amount of trees on fences, and cattle, you know, able to stray and go places. So we're mobilizing as much talent as we can through our volunteer troops and getting folks out there and maintaining a list of people in need and just trying to check them off the list as we get people to them to patch fence, rebuild fence, clear fence right-of-ways, and bring some semblance of order to keeping cattle confined. It's as bad as I've ever seen, Randall, and I've been all over out there, and it's bad. They're tough people, and fortunately, as bad as it looks, not that many lives were lost. It's horrible that we lost any, but people are rebuilding and living on generators and camping and helping their neighbors, and the power companies and the first responders are working day and night to help people.
Well, Jim, you kind of hit the nail on the head right there. There's a lot of folks out helping, but there's others out there that would like to help. I know maybe make donations or something of that nature. Do you know of some way that others listening to this could maybe provide some sort of assistance?
Yes, Randall, in our case in Florida, we have a foundation. It's called the Florida Cattlemen's Foundation, Post Office Box 421-929, Kissimmee, Florida, 34742. If someone chose to make a contribution, just memo it, Hurricane Michael Relief. And we're utilizing that money to buy fencing material, chainsaws, post, wire, those kind of things that will be put to use. And a lot of our folks have contributed material and contributed dollars already. As I speak, there's folks headed out there for the weekend to pick up truck loads and flatbed trailer loads and material, and they're distributing it in a wide variety of places so people can just feed off of those supplies and try to rebuild. But those wanting to make a financial contribution, we have in place our Florida Cattlemen's Foundation, and they're welcome to do so. They could visit our website, floridacattlemen.org, www.floridacattlemen.org, and find out the same information. There's difficulty, you know, communicating with our herd areas. Cell phone are coming back, but we've found success utilizing text messaging as well. But we're attempting to learn where people have the most need and attempting to get people to them as volunteer crews come together. And thank you to everyone that's concerned. Thank you to everyone that's been able to help. And we're not days away from ending. We're not months away. It's going to take a long, long time for our folks to recover in these devastated areas.